Les mois de janvier et février sont souvent les mois les plus froids de l'année et les plus durs à passer pour les sans-abri. Avec des températures aux alentours des moins 15 à moins 25, en plus du vent, les sans-abri sont constamment à la recherche de centres de réchauffement qui offrent souvent que des places limitées. La réalité fait qu'il y a plus de sans-abri que de places disponibles. Ces jours-ci, il y a des discussions qui sont en cours. Est-ce que la ville de Barrie et le comté de Simcoe sont prêts à se partager les coûts de 40 000 $ pour un centre de réchauffement pour les trois prochains mois? Eh bien, la conseillère de Barrie, Nathalie Harris, a déposé une motion sur le sujet au comité général de la ville. J'ai eu la chance de m'entretenir avec elle. Et en premier lieu, elle me donne la situation comme telle.
At this moment, we still are waiting for confirmation of a warming center that will be hopefully approved by the fire code later, either today or tomorrow. We've had two locations come forward and donate their spaces. So that's kind of where we're at right now. But we have nothing as in a warming center if there isn't an extreme temperature warning by the Environment Canada, which luckily last night with City Council, we made it so it wouldn't have to go down all the way to minus 30 for it to trigger the opening of our bus terminal. We made it so it would get to minus 20, which is still unbelievably too cold. But that won't even be ratified until next week, unfortunately. So we have a lot of our homeless who are, you know, doing what they have to do. They are collecting tents and maybe finding some private places to just try to stay warm somewhere until we can open the doors to the warming center.
Elle nous dit que la ville de Barrie est en attente pour avoir peut-être des possibilités d'avoir des centres de réchauffement. Elle nous explique aussi la différence entre un refuge et un centre de réchauffement.
But the warming center, it's important for your viewers to know. It's different from the shelter service because a lot of our unhoused people either can't go to the shelter service or just choose that they don't feel comfortable there for whatever reason, or they're not even ready to use the shelter service yet. So we do have some places for people to go warm if they feel comfortable in those environments, but we used to have coffee shops where you could go in and get warm, and that was kind of our warming centers before, but now that COVID-19 has made that not happening right now. We really need something else.
Bien sûr, comme elle nous l'a dit, avant la pandémie, ça allait très bien, mais maintenant, avec la pandémie et la fermeture des restaurants, c'est un peu plus compliqué. Elle nous parle justement de cette motion-là qui a été acceptée par les dirigeants de la ville de Barrie.
Well, yeah, last night it was approved unanimously, and it was that the city invest $20,000, a one-time grant, and we're going to request that the County of Simcoe match that, so it's a total of $40,000, which would go to the John Howard Society to open a warming center as soon as possible. And that funding would go towards providing one paid position for an individual to be there every night. So it would be staffed every night until mid-March. And also for security. So these individuals would be more of a discreet security, not in security guard uniforms. They're actually people from the downtown who worked in our downtown businesses and our restaurants who aren't working right now, who have offered to provide this security in a very friendly way. So that's what that money would go towards.
Le 80 000 $ qui vient de la ville de Barrie et du comté de Simcoe, eh bien, va aider à ouvrir justement ce centre de réchauffement-là. Mais elle continue en nous disant que les temps ont changé et qu'il faut peut-être revoir la façon dont on travaille et on aide ces gens qui sont dans la rue.
This is a changing time. Because of the pandemic and the way that our businesses have worked and where our unhoused could go to get warm has completely changed. This is something that's different. This is on the table that needs to be addressed in a different way. We have to pivot and make sure that our unhoused never end up in this position again.
Je me suis entretenu aussi avec Sarah, qui est employée au Busby Center, qui est un des refuges de la ville de Barrie. Elle m'explique un peu la situation vue du côté des intervenants dans ces centres de refuge pour les sans-abri.
So our homeless population is definitely growing in Barrie. We've had a lot of people, unfortunately, fall to eviction, as well as people that have been in incarceration or in hospital for a long period of time that are getting discharged, as well as, you know, just unfortunately the higher rents, people aren't able to get into housing. So our inflow to homelessness is definitely growing day by day.
Les pertes d'emploi dues à la pandémie, la hausse des prix du loyer sont des facteurs vraiment importants qui font augmenter la clientèle de sans-abri à la ville de Barrie. Pour les centres comme Elizabeth et aussi le Busby Center, eh bien, la demande est devenue de plus en plus forte, comme nous l'explique Sarah.
So Busby Center and Elizabeth Fry Society moved into a motel model in March of 2020. And we've seen, you know, steady growth throughout the pandemic. But this last couple of months have been exponential in the growth. So we are actually, between Elizabeth Fry and Busby Center, we're serving 188 people a night in shelter, which is extremely high. And we also have our outreach team that are out, you know, 12 hours a day serving people to get them into shelter, divert them to family or friends. And for those that are staying outside, making sure that they have the proper supplies to stay safe.
Comme elle nous disait, la demande est de plus en plus forte et les employés du Elizabeth Fry Center et du Busby Center travaillent d'arrache-pied pour essayer de contenir toutes les demandes possibles et d'aider ceux qui sont dans la rue. Je lui parlais de la motion de Nathalie Harris. Elle trouve que c'est une bonne motion, que c'est un beau geste de la part de la ville et qu'ensemble, il faut tous se mettre ensemble pour travailler à améliorer la situation des gens sans-abri.
The more options we can have for people, the better. So we were excited to hear that City Council passed that motion. We've also been getting geared up to open our home location at 88 Mulcaster Street for overnights. But again, you know, that's only for up to 8 people at this time. So, you know, having those other warming centers and the bus station open and everything is, I think, crucial in this time, because again, there are so many people that just need our support. So working together, collaborating, but also having multiple options is going to be key until we can get some housing, you know, built and ready to go for people.
Pour revenir au centre de réchauffement, eh bien, le maire de Barrie, Jeff Lehman, a déclaré samedi dernier que selon ses informations les plus récentes, son centre de réchauffement nocturne toute saison devrait être disponible d'ici une semaine ou deux.